Today's show is brought to you by your local movie theater. So empty, even the Sears across the street makes fun of it.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
Something special at the National Western Stock Show. Today is Bison Hump Day. Ranchers will meet ahead of the show to talk about ways to improve... Mitch is making me laugh. Ways to improve the bison population. Now, some of the talk will be conservation. Mitch. Some will talk new technology to manage the herds. This is all part of the Roaming to Success campaign that aims to increase bison population from... 400,000 to more than a million animals. I'm done with this.
You're having a hard time this morning.
It was an accident. So stupid.
Accident.
I feel responsible for them.
There's obviously been some sort of a mistake here.
Look at him.
It was like running with a pencil.
Hospitals nationwide have had to cut down on certain services.
Recovery.
Here comes your mommy.
It's important to be a safe, alert, experienced motorist.
It was just an accident.
So our accident... It's not an accident at all.
That is so stupid.
Does this crap ever end?
It's not crap. This is good stuff.
Interpretive, postmodern, trend-setting.
Excellent.
Well, well, well. Look who finally showed up.
It's too early for this.
Too early.
Too early? Too early for what?
This attitude of yours.
We got to get moving, man.
We got a lot of work to do.
Not enough time.
Better drink some coffee.
One coffee coming right up.
Chug.
It's showtime.
It is the Mike Show. So happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps and radio434.com. Also on the Alexa.
Hello.
There she is. How in the heck do you get our live show on our feature channel on Alexa, you ask? Well, you simply enable the skill. You just do that one time. You say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill. And she will.
Hello.
And then every time after that you want to listen, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434. It's so darned easy. You can get our podcast on Alexa. That's even easier. You say, Alexa, play The Mike Show VA Podcast.
Hello!
And she will. Now, the podcast is a repack of the live show. So we take all the segments that we do during the live show, all the interviews, all the bits, all the funny, all the stuff, and we pack it together into one program without music. The live show features music. So that's what you get on radio434.com right now on the Mike Show channel or on your Alexa device or on our app. All those places you can find the live show and the feature channel. You can find the podcast on anywhere, any place, any service that you get your podcasts, Apple and Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com. You can go to our website, radio434.com. Just click on the Mike Show channel. There's a link to the podcast if you can't find it anywhere else. We got you. And you can even watch the show segments, individual show segments, on our Facebook Live at The Mike Show VA. It's all one word, no spaces. Just type in at The Mike Show VA, the little ampersand, and at The Mike Show VA. And then, boom, you'll find us on the Facebook and on the we're also on the Instagram and the Twitter or X or whatever they call it. We're on the YouTube. We're even on MySpace. We don't know how to make it work and haven't set up a page or anything, but we have our little handle there. At The Mike Show VA. All right. Wednesday, Hump Day Edition. Now, Rob has been away. Let's do an away. Here, Rob has been he's got a girl now. So, Rob and the girl have been traveling the countryside. Going to concert after concert after concert. So when he returns, we'll have lots of things to talk about, I guess. I don't know. Of course, we've got your five random facts and your stupid criminals in the news. And we're going to talk about the top things that immediately make us smile. That is all on the way, plus our top list, the top things that immediately make us frown. We have to have balance, right? Yeah. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
This is a care team at Centra.
Hello!
A team of experts who partner with you.
Hey, Jackie, how are you?
A doctor oversees your care.
The team will take great care of you.
An advanced practice provider is there for routine and sick visits.
All right, I'll get that prescription called in for you.
Thank you.
And an RN leads your nursing team.
Your numbers are looking great.
Getting you the personalized care you need.
And that takes a team.
Count on Centra, because it's your life.
We help you live it.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing community. Three Roads Brewery.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF! Your smile says a lot about you. Don't trust it to just anyone. Put your smile in the hands of a craftsman at Amish Smiles, where a complete set of handcrafted Amish-made wooden teeth starts at just $78. And right now, in celebration of our newest dental barn, hand-rubbed wooden tooth staining is half off and available in shades like mahogany, teak, or Benjamin Franklin red wine and tobacco spit. The Amish have been building heirloom quality furniture for years, so why not let them and their hand tools in your mouth? Amish Smiles, over two centuries of dentistry without electricity.
Mm-hmm. What could possibly go wrong? The Mike Show. Hi. So, what makes you smile? Here, you know what makes me smile? When the levels are good. That makes me smile. When things go well, when things work well, when I sit down and everything's just working properly, that makes me smile. Can we get a smile sound effect? Where would it be? There we go. So if a stranger smiled at you on the street, what would you do? Return the smile or punch that smirk right off their face? Who was the comedian that was saying, we just talked about this, if they're an attractive person, we'll return a smile. We'll feel good about it. If they're a creepy-looking person, we'll be all oogied out. Anyway, a poll for National Smile Month found the average person smiles at a stranger 5 times a week. And being on the receiving end of a random smile lifts our spirits for an average of 13 minutes. But it's not true for everybody. 1 in 6 people said they rarely or never return a smile to a stranger. Yeah, let's get rid of that. Often because they're skeptical about the person's motives. Like is this jerk with a grin about to stab me? I don't know. You know, when you go into, you know that the staff has been trained well, or that the people that work there are just really, really good people or good at their job. When you walk into a restaurant, and especially if you go to any, you know, 5-star, 4-star, you know, highly rated, highly ranked, big restaurants, if you walk past a server, or you walk past somebody that's working in the front desk or whatever, if they if they will immediately make eye contact with you and smile. That's their training. Or they're just a really good person. Anyway, other reasons for not returning the smile. You're afraid it'll be weird. You're in a rush. You're just too embarrassed. Or you just weren't paying attention, so the moment passed. But whether it's a stranger or a friend, seeing someone else smile made the top list that can immediately make you smile. So here, what is this? So here is the top 10. Let's do it from the bottom up. That's the way I like to do it. Spending time outside in the sun. That does that make you smile? Yep, makes me smile. Receiving a thank you. Winning money. Getting a surprise gift. Yeah. Making someone else laugh or grin. Hearing good news about a loved one. Someone else smiling at you. That was number 4. Receiving a kind gesture. from who? Oh, okay. Yeah, that would make me smile. Waking up to a sunny day. Number 1 on the list, being on vacation. Yeah. A few more that just missed the top 10. Running into an old friend, looking at old photographs, watching funny videos, hearing a baby laugh, finding money in your pocket, and hearing a sound that you really, really love.
Yes, it's a beautiful duck, yes. But you see, it's smiling at me.
Yeah. So, with all those things that make you smile, now that we know what immediately does that, let's get dark and find out what turns that grin upside down with today's list, our top list today. Top things that immediately make you frown. There's the frown sound effect. All right, here we go. Number 1, getting a hotel room next to the elevator. When the baggage carousel stops and our suitcase is nowhere to be found. Top things that immediately make us frown. When the barista swivels the tipping screen into our face. You know, the tipping screen. She goes, turns it around. Top things that immediately make us frown. The Jiffy Lube guy saying, "Hey, can I show you something on your car?" Okay, let me tell you this. I realize, and they're not an advertiser. If they were, I would probably explain this better in their favor. But we needed the oil changed really, really quick. This was a long time ago. We have since found a mechanic that does a great job, and we always take our vehicle back to the same mechanic. But that was not always the case, and we were between mechanics at the time. So took the car to one of these Jiffy Lube places, and I had a very, very limited budget. I had literally just enough to get the dang oil changed before we went on vacation. And this guy proceeded to show me the bill, and I went, "What in the heck did you guys do? The oil change is whatever it was at the time, $24.95 or whatever." And I went, "That's all I came here for. I didn't ask you to change out the cabin air filter." Okay, well, your cabin air filter was clogged and blah, 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 blah. I said, "I didn't ask you to change it. So change it back. Take the new one out. Put the old one back in." "What? Put the old one back in. Take this out. Take it off my bill." And he looked at me like I was crazy. I'm like, "I didn't order a cabin air filter. And quite frankly, for what you charged me, I could have gone over to O'Reilly, bought the cabin air filter myself and replaced it. I at least know how to do that. Personally, I don't want to be climbing underneath the car and changing the oil and all that kind of stuff, but I can at least change the cabin air filter. So take it out, put the old one back in." And then the fan started making this horrible noise, and the guy ended up having to spend like 10 more minutes fixing the thing because he broke it in the first place. It was a mess. I won't go to one of those places again. I will go to my dealership, or I will go to my trusty mechanic, and that's it. Anyway, resort fees. That'll make you immediately frown. Finding a belly up goldfish in your kid's bowl 5 minutes before she gets home from school. Yeah. Top things that immediately make us frown. The first bite of a Hot Pocket that burns the bleep out of the top of your mouth. top things that immediately make us frown. Learning what that cup stuffed full of Dave and Buster's tickets actually buys. I don't go to Dave and Buster's, so sorry, writers. Top things that immediately make us smile. The display on our bathroom scale. Top things that immediately make us frown, not smile. Sorry. Take two. Top things that immediately make us frown. The display on our bathroom scale. Billie Eilish songs. And top things that immediately make us frown. Everything. Applicable to the French only. It's The Mike Show. Hi. Happy hump day? It's hump day? Yeah. Happy hump day. So darned glad that you're joining us today. Coming up, we've got news and not headline news. We'll get to that. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
This is Jackie.
Hi.
Jackie is feeling really good.
I sure am.
Tell everybody why, Jackie.
Well, because I've got my own care team at Centrum.
You sure do.
Yep, I've got my doctor.
Leading your team.
My advanced practice provider.
Who's there if you're sick or for yearly visits.
And my registered nurse.
Leads your nursing team.
At Centrum, I'm getting personal care from a team of experts.
No wonder you're feeling good.
Really good.
To learn how Centrum can help you, like they're helping Jackie, go to CentraHealth.com.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF.
This is not headline news. The new Star Wars series hit Disney Plus last night. At this point, Star Wars is basically Taco Bell. Every new thing is just the same six or seven ingredients in slightly different proportions. Cyndi Lauper has announced her farewell tour. It's called Golden Girls Just Want to Have Fun. A new survey found that the majority of middle-class Americans say they struggle financially. Some say they can hardly afford getting their next tattoo. Dr. Pepper is now the second most popular soda in the U.S. It joins Dr. Phil as yet more proof that America loves fake doctors. And Kenny G turns 68 today. For those of you who aren't familiar, he's the patron saint of calm elevator rides. This is not headline news.
It's not. It's The Mike Show, however. I'm so darned happy you could join us. All right, so here's a what if, and it actually happened, by the way. What do you think would happen if a remote tribe deep in the Brazilian Amazon rainforest got internet access? Do you think they'd spend every night researching philosophy and medicine? I need a sound effect for this. Where's my sound effects? There we go. Do you think they would do that? No, of course not. They're internet-obsessed zombies, just like your kids. And, like any parent, tribe leaders say they almost immediately had to institute time limits or nothing would get done in the village. So they got this. They got internet access for the first time, thanks to the satellite Starlink services. Okay, so here, let's reenact what would happen here. Let's log on to the internet. There we go. I know my connection is not as technologically advanced as maybe the one in the Amazon. Brazilian rainforest. I don't have Starlink. Here we go. It's almost connected.
You've got mail.
All right. Hey, I got mail. All right. So one elder in the village said, if you don't hunt, fish, and plant, you don't eat. For starters, they have restricted internet access. This sounds like what we do at home. 2 hours in the morning, 5 hours at night, and all day on Sunday. So what are they doing on the internet? Well, exactly what you would expect. The tribe says they're already dealing with group chats full of gossip, addictive social networks, abuse of online strangers, hours and hours of sports streaming, violent video games, scams, misinformation, and minors watching pornography. Well, it isn't all bad, just mostly. The internet does allow the tribe to chat with loved ones living far away, access educational opportunities, share their way of life with others, and it has saved lives in emergency situations. So here is Jack Nikas of the New York Times explaining what he saw when he visited the tribe after it was given high-speed internet.
Right away, the internet was a huge hit, and people were on it all the time, so much that it became a problem for the hunting and the farming that are necessary for their way of life. And so what the Mrubo leaders did is, nowadays, in almost all of the villages, the internet is only on for several hours in the morning and several hours in the evening, and then all day Sunday.
So they literally shut their Wi-Fi off. I love it. Where were we? Oh, emergency situations. Overall, there were mixed reviews. One leader said, quote, I think the internet will bring us much more benefit than harm, at least for now, end quote. But another said, quote, when it arrived, everyone was happy. But now things have gotten worse. Young people have gotten lazy because of the internet. I would have to say, yeah. But the internet allows us to do this show now and get it to your device rather than having to rely on an over-the-air carrier wave. So, you know, I'm totally fine with that. It's how you use it. When you use it for this show, it's just fine. You use it to listen to Radio 434. It's just fine. Cat videos are okay, too. All right, coming up. We are going to get really, really smart with your five random facts. This portion of the broadcast, though, is brought to you in part by Jersey Mike's Subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community, Three Roads Brewery.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF!
And now it's time for
five
random
facts.
Yep, that time of the day. We cram your head full of usable information. And you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go or what you do. And quite frankly, it's really none of our business. But if you say any of these five random facts back, somebody in the room is bound to say,
wow.
Maybe, I don't know. Here we go. Number one. Bit O' Honey, you know, the candies, was first introduced 100 years ago. Other products that are turning 100 years old in 2024 include the Dum Dum lollipops, you know, the kind you get at the drive-thru at the bank, Kleenex, Wheaties, Marlboro cigarettes, and locking pliers like vice grips, all turning 100 years old. Wendy's, number two. Wendy's restaurant serves square burger patties as a symbol that the company doesn't cut corners. Interesting. Number three, the vegetables toddlers are most likely to eat are potatoes, specifically French fries. Then you dip them in the Frosty. Number four. Oh, we're on a Wendy's thing. You dip them in chili. Oh. Anyway, number four. It's been nearly 28 years since Bill Clinton ran for president a second time, which means no one younger than 46 ever voted for him. And number five. The official full name of Seoul, South Korea, is Seoul Special City. Interesting. That's,
hello.
Hi. And those are your five random facts.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Random facts.
Yep, it's the Mike Show. It's the, what is today? Today's Wednesday. Coming up, we have sounds, and we're going to lovingly place them in your ear holes. They need rehomed. So it's Audio Vault. That's coming up. Bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
This is a care team at Centra.
Hello!
A team of experts who partner with you.
Hey, Jackie, how are you?
A doctor oversees your care.
The team will take great care of you.
An advanced practice provider is there for routine and sick visits.
All right, I'll get that prescription called in for you.
Thank you.
And an RN leads your nursing team.
Your numbers are looking great.
Getting you the personalized care you need.
And that takes a team.
Count on Centra because it's your life.
We help you live it.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman with Share Greater Lynchburg. Share is an online platform that helps neighbors discover ways to support, serve, or shop for over 150 local area nonprofits all in one place, 365 days a year. You can learn more at sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafters Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafters' incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF. All right, let's open it up. It is your audio vault for today. Our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. The co-CEO of Netflix says that the Tom Brady roast drove huge viewing and even more conversation as people are still talking about it. The big question is, could most of us withstand jokes like that if they were about us? I wonder. Well, we thought we'd try it out with our show and bring in roast comedian Jackie Sparks. Jackie, take it away.
Good morning. Good morning. You're welcome. You know, I always start my morning with this show. That way I know that no matter what happens the rest of my day, it can't get any worse. This show is harder to get through than a Nickelback Christmas album. I mean, if this show was any worse, it would still be this show. My favorite place to listen to this show is my car. My favorite time is never. Seriously, though, thank you so much for having me. You all suck. Yeah, have a great rest of your morning.
Thanks, Jack. All right. A new survey says the majority of middle-class Americans are struggling to make ends meet. It looks like many of us will take a staycation this summer. And if you want privacy, here's one man's idea.
I've been up to my neck working 6 days a week. If I don't get away, I know I will freak. I'm trying to save and pay off my MasterCard. So my getaway resort is my backyard. No shoes, no shirt, no problems. It feels great. Here go my bottoms. The neighbors next door won't drop by no more. This sure will stop them. No shoes, no shirt.
Hi, neighbor.
No bottoms.
Let's go to viral videos. People on Instagram have been ripping into a psychiatrist in L.A. for saying that moms shouldn't have to return their shopping carts at grocery stores. Her argument is you shouldn't be expected to leave your kid alone in the car to go do it. Here, listen.
I'm not returning my shopping cart, and you can judge me all you want. I'm not getting my groceries into my car, getting my children into the car, and then leaving them in the car to go return the cart. So if you're going to give me a dirty look, off.
Okay. So let me just say this. I have kids too, and I do the grocery shopping. And when they were littles, here's what I would do. They would sit in the seat, in the thing, you know, in the cart. I would offload the cart into the car. I would roll the cart over to where you put the cart away. Then I would take my kid out, carry my kid, and then put my kid in the car. It's all about, I mean, come on. Yeah, I have an issue with that. Let's save that. We're going to save that. We did that one. We're going to save that. We talked about that one. Huh. And we're going to save that one. Pat Sajak is retiring. And his last time hosting Wheel of Fortune is Friday night. So this week, we're playing some fun clips of him. In this case, a contestant who broke away from the standard talk about family.
Hello, Blair.
Hello.
Cardiff, California. Own the trucking business, it says here.
Small trucking business in San Diego.
Good for you. And talk about your family.
I've been trapped in a loveless marriage for the last 12 years to an old battle axe named Kim. She cursed my life with three stepchildren named Star, RJ, and Ryan, and I have one rotten grandson.
Yay! No wonder you came here. You just wanted to get away from everybody.
All right, where's the music? Come on. All right, Alec Baldwin and his wife, Hilaria.
Do I have a laugh track here somewhere? I gotta have a laugh track in here somewhere. No?
Now, that would have been funny. Anyway. All right. Sorry. Take two. Alec Baldwin and his wife, Hilaria. Insert laugh track here. And their seven kids will star in a new reality show on TLC. Here's the promo.
Hi, I'm Hilaria Baldwin.
And I'm Alec Baldwin.
And we have an announcement to make.
We're inviting you into our home to experience the ups and downs, the good, the bad, the wild, and the crazy. Home is the place we love to be most.
You say we are the Baldwin. We are the Baldwin.
No, we are the Baldwin. We all gotta say it.
But one, two, three.
We are the Baldwin.
And we're coming to TLC.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll help you out.
Yeah, it'll be called The Baldwins. And will air sometime next year. Now, oddly enough, Hilaria clearly lost her fake Spanish accent. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception. Here is comedian Alex Edelman on meeting one of the most famous people in U.S. history.
My other hero growing up was Neil Armstrong, and not just because he won all those bicycle races.
because he was the first guy to walk on the moon. And America sent three men into space. They sent Buzz Aldrin. They sent Neil Armstrong. And no one ever knows the third guy. His name's Michael Collins. And that's horrible because Neil Armstrong might be like one of the most famous men of the 20th century. Michael Collins, he isn't even the most famous. Michael Collins. There's a movie called Michael Collins starring Liam Neeson. It's about a different guy. Exactly 35 years later, I met Neil Armstrong in an elevator in New York. I walked in. This is totally true. And he's right there. And I was like, Mr. Armstrong? He's like, yeah. I said, can I have your autograph? And he said, I don't do that. And I said, Mr. Armstrong, can I have a picture with you? And he said, I don't do that. I said, Mr. Armstrong, could I shake your hand? And I'll never forget this. He just looked at me. He went, kid, go away. And because I was 15 and I only knew from sarcasm, I looked at Neil Armstrong and I said, this is the worst make-a-wish I could have possibly asked for. And then, thinking this would genuinely sting, I went, my favorite should have been Michael Collins. And Neil Armstrong took a step away from me, and it was a small step for Neil Armstrong.
All right, let's reach over here. Very, very clever. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle. Go ahead, give it a tug. Keep all that sound inside. It's the Mike Show. It's the Wednesday edition. It's a mustache hair. It's like curled up or something. No, I'm not picking it. It's going up my nose. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
This is Jackie.
Hi.
Jackie is feeling really good.
I sure am.
Tell everybody why, Jackie.
Well, because I've got my own care team at Centra.
You sure do.
Yep. I've got my doctor.
Leading your team.
My advanced practice provider.
Who's there if you're sick or for yearly visits.
And my registered nurse.
Leads your nursing team.
At Centra, I'm getting personal care from a team of experts.
No wonder you're feeling good.
Really good.
To learn how Centra can help you, like they're helping Jackie, go to CentraHealth.com.
Hi, I'm Heather Allen with the Arc of Central Virginia. Respect, dignity, and inclusion are words we carry with us each and every day. For 60 years, the Arc of Central Virginia has fought to create a world where people with intellectual and developmental disabilities get to live an empowered, fulfilling life and are valued members of their communities. However, ensuring respect, dignity, and inclusion for all starts with each of us. You can help create a world where no person with a disability gets left behind. Go to our website at arcofcva.org. That's arcofcva.org to see how you can help.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF! All right, time once again for Stupid Criminals in the News. All right. People in Los Angeles are stealing, get this, fire hydrants. Apparently, they sell them for scrap. One neighborhood has had four hydrants stolen recently, leaving them without a single operating hydrant, by the way, in case of a fire. Other areas are also dealing with similar fire threats, so I guess it's a trend. A resident said, it's beyond annoying. Why would you steal a fire hydrant? What are you going to do with it? Now you have a whole neighborhood of houses that are in danger. That's a good question. What kind of facility is going to accept a fire hydrant without asking any questions? And it's also unclear, do they need to wipe the dog pee off first? Well, anyway, officials say they're looking to get them replaced, and they're thinking about adding some kind of locks to discourage thieves. If you can remove a fire hydrant, you can cut off a lock. If you can cut off a catalytic converter, you can cut off a lock. I don't get it.
It's beyond annoying. Why would you steal a fire hydrant? What are you going to do with a fire hydrant? Like, it's steel, so what are you, like, making tools or something? Are you... What are you making with a fire hydrant? And then where are you taking it? Somebody's going to notice a giant yellow fire hydrant coming into a recycling center. And now you have a whole neighborhood of houses that are now in danger because we have no access for our fire department.
Mm-hmm. The police haven't said if they have any leads, but it is a challenge to steal one. You'd have to turn off the water first, unbolt them, then use a vehicle to knock them off and haul them away. To be clear, most people are assuming that they're being stolen for scrap metal, but that's not 100% clear. As far as we know, none of the stolen hydrants have turned up. So who knows? Maybe there's a fire hydrant store opening up. Hey, you want to buy a fire hydrant? You're right. We got your fire hydrant store right here. And then there's this. A Florida woman who lost her luggage while flying was able to track down her suitcase to an airport employee's home where she found multiple stolen bags across his property. Here's Paula Garcia talking about how she tracked down her own luggage, called the police, and her theory on who is stealing bags at the airport.
15 minutes from the airport. Because I said, how is Speedy move my suitcase there? The first thing I remember the police told me is like, what are you doing here? This is so dangerous for you to be here. I think it's a group working in the airport. One person no can do that. They just take bus.
Was that hilarious? Was it? I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Well, we should stop laughing because this requires this sound effect. I mean, this is just frightening. A 74-year-old Nebraska woman in hospice was declared dead, but was then discovered to be breathing hours later at the funeral home. That's when workers called 911. Constance Glantz stayed alive for another 4 hours, then was finally pronounced dead. For real. Here's the 911 call and comments from the chief deputy, Ben Kuchin.
A 74-year-old female that was believed to be deceased and brought here is now agonal breathing on the table.
This is a very unusual case. I've been doing this 31 years, and nothing like this has ever gotten to this point before. There's been people that we've gone to and found before, but it was way before something like this has happened.
Wow. There's good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity. A 69-year-old former Navy medic named Paula Middlebrook passed away in Arizona, and only six people were expected at the funeral. 48 hours before the service, her daughter posted about it online. 24 people went out of their way to show up and pay their respects. Here is funeral attendee Bill Wooster and Pamela's daughter, Brittany Rimari, talking about the funeral.
Whether they had one day of active duty or 20 years of active duty, they're all equally important to show our honor and respect to them and our gratitude as a nation.
Made me happy. It kind of restored my faith in humanity that, you know, people can come together for people they don't even know just to honor their memory and their service.
And there you go. That is the good news. This portion of the broadcast, especially the good news, is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia.
Well, being on the board is an amazing experience because you get to find out a lot about the community and what the needs of the community are. The United Way is in the business of changing lives.
43,669 of our neighbors cannot afford the basic costs of living. United Way programs were able to provide 99,500 meals to families.
I am the change.
Visit our website, Be the Change, and donate today.
Visit UnitedWayCV.org for more information. Well, that is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
Now we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great day, everybody.
Thanks for tuning our way. And if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beam me up.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes?